guys, I'm that Nigerian Christian Tokoholic, and this is my Me Back Again. Welcome back. I miss talking to y'all. Series. Not a series, but my meeting episode. So you guys, to say Happy New Year. This is to say I missed you, to say I missed coming on the podcast. I mean, a lot of things have happened over the period where I wasn't able to come on the podcast, but I'm glad to be here again. And really, all I'm saying to you guys today is Happy New Year. I hope you've been good. Yeah, and I hope that you are already all set for all that God will unleash upon you this year 2022. I mean, all that it's going to be. Usually when people start the new year, sometimes they start with a lot of anticipation, a lot of drive, a lot of ginger. I mean, midway, some people lose that and then some recover. Well, some other people just go into the year because, I mean, it continues, right? They're on a circle, they're on a journey in their lives, and so they go on and on and on. But I don't know how you're starting the new year. I don't know if you're the person who did not make plans and is just going with the flow. But I'll just say one thing, right? Something that I learned, something that is helping me, something that has continued to give me strength. I'm going to say that as this year begins, I mean, the new year, I think it helps us, it gives us perspective. It helps us go back to the drawing boards of our lives to see how far we've come, how far we're going, what the next steps are. Basically, it's an opportunity to review our goals, our plans, our visions, the objectives, the core of our lives. I mean, to review the journey towards the path that we're headed, right? So basically, I'm saying to you that whatever the new year means to you, I'm saying to you to trust God, to trust God's purpose over your purpose. Yeah, that's something very important, something that I want us to take this new year. You see, I read something somewhere and someone was saying that she just has one goal this year, that she goes wherever God goes, that she allows God take her wherever he pleases. And while all our many goals are beautiful, trust me, I had to sit down to plan for 6 months in this year to write down some things I wanted to see that I'd achieve, just so my goals are smart, so they're specific, measurable, I think the A's attainable, right? I just wanted to sit down and see that they are actually goals I set, and so I had to do that. But then, bigger than that, I had to come to God, and I'm saying to God that whatever, wherever I'm headed this new year, that he leads me. Now, I know it's part of the journey. It's a continuation for me, right? A lot of us, like I said, a lot of people have stopped to plan for the new years. They always like, it's a cliche, why start planning over and all that. But today I'm saying to us that wherever you fall, I'm saying to you to trust God as this new season begins. I sincerely and honestly, I did the same thing. I mean, when you're sincere, are you honest? Sincere, honest. Are these synonyms? Okay, but then, I sincerely pray that you let God lead you this new year. Yeah, so basically, this is my welcome back episode. As I said, I have been off the grid for a pretty, pretty long time. And this is a really short episode to say that we're back. And there is a lot that we have planned for the course of the year. I have a series I want to begin, but I really don't want to begin today because I just feel like, I mean, I've been off it for so long, and then I don't just want to jump right back. I want to give us an episode to settle in. I mean, an episode to say we're still here, oh, we did not go anywhere, oh. An episode to say, oh yeah, oh, start getting ready to listen to bomb episodes. Yeah, that's really what this episode is about. So, Happy New Year. I pray that this year gives you all that you desire, and more than that, all that God desires for you. I mean, this year is a pretty big scary year for me because it's the year where finally I graduate. Yeah, I should finish my final exam somewhere in the first quarter of this year, so I'm thrilled about that. But it's scary because, I mean, what happens when you graduate, right? There's a lot of things, a lot of expectations, a lot of what ifs. But just as I trust God to take me to this journey, through this journey, I pray that as this year begins for you, whatever it is you're doing, whether you're thinking of starting a new business, or God is giving you some new idea, some way to blow, some way to jump out, whatever it is, I'm asking that you trust God. Now, there's something about God. When God says a thing, He brings it to pass, right? So I just want you to trust God, to believe God, believe His plans and purposes for this new year. And I mean, please just try to, you know, just try to plan, right? Seriously, I have seen that when you do not plan, you'll be running. I'm trying to use an analogy. So I'm thinking of a car, right? A car that doesn't have fuel will not move, right? I mean, especially where it's powered by fuel. So a car that doesn't have fuel will not move, right? So I think your planning fuels up your, I'm saying fuels, I know it's fuel. Please, you know what I'm talking about, right? Planning, it fuels up your desire to do more, to achieve, to attain. And so I'm saying to you this year, find time to plan, to draw measurable goals, specific goals, and in all you do, in all of these beautiful, amazing big goals, just try to recall that you are going through this year's journey with Jesus, with God, with the Holy Spirit. You're not doing it by yourself. So even when things don't go as you plan, yeah, that's something I'm learning to do. I'm learning to let the Holy Spirit take charge over the course of my life, over letting myself take charge over the course of my life. Because really, 2020 taught us something. It taught us that planning, I mean, when you have your year all figured out, when you think you have your life all figured out, something may come up, right? And so it just taught us ultimate trust in God. And so this year, I am praying that you ultimately trust God. Yeah, this year I'll spring to God about my year, about transitioning and letting him lead my life. And it's something that over the course of the podcast we're going to talk about. But then, I mean, like I said, this is short. This is welcome back. This is yay, I missed you. This is yay, I'm back again. And I do love you. I will pray for you as I always do. I just declare that this new year, God gives you peace. God gives you great joy. I pray that God meets you at the point of your needs. I pray that God blesses your finances. Trust me, I know how important money is. I mean, money solves a lot of things. I pray that God blesses your finances. I pray that God gives you profitable ideas. Yeah, ideas that make you make money, that make you grow. I pray that God causes you to fellowship and communion with Him regularly. I pray that it's not just a one time thing. You don't just pray today and give up another day. I pray that your relationship with God is strengthened and that God causes you to blossom. Yeah, so you guys, I hope that you have a nice week. Next week, we're coming with premium content. We're beginning a new series. I promise you, it's going to be mind-blowing. So get ready, sit up tight, and God bless you. I'm that Nigerian Christian talkaholic. This is just talk. And have a great, 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 great week. You guys, bye.